here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 2nd of March, 2014. It's the birthday of the man who said it's fun to have fun, but you have to know how. And that was Theodore Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss, born Springfield, Massachusetts, 1904, the author of Horton Hears a Who, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, Green Eggs and Ham, 60 children's books in all. He was the grandson of German immigrants. He was a lifelong Lutheran, graduated from Dartmouth, dropped out of Oxford. His mother was 6 feet tall, weighed 200 pounds. She was a competitive platform high diver. His father inherited a brewery a month before Prohibition began. Eventually, he became a zookeeper and brought young Theodore with him to work. At Dartmouth, Geisel majored in English. He wrote for the campus humor magazine. One night he was caught drinking gin, and the Dartmouth administration disciplined him by making him resign from all of his extracurricular activities, including the humor magazine. He was the editor-in-chief, and from then on he wrote for the magazine under a pen name. He used his mother's maiden name, Seuss, which was pronounced Seuss, the way it would be said in Germany. But people kept mispronouncing it Seuss, and eventually Dr. Seuss embraced the mispronunciation. His first children's book was in 1937, and To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street. He wrote that book and much of the rest of his life's work in rhyming anapestic meter, also called trisyllabic meter, which he found very alluring, very catchy, the meter that goes da-da-dum, 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 and today the great yertle, that marvelous he, is king of the mud, that is all he can see. Dr. Seuss came along at a time when people were getting tired of the old Dick and Jane reading books for children. His publisher at Random House said, "Write me a story that first graders can't put down." And they gave him a short list of words that first graders should know. He spent 9 months composing The Cat and the Hat, which uses just 220 different words. It's 1,700 words long. Dr. Seuss said, "Writing for children is murder. Every word has to count." But within 5 years of its publication, The Cat and the Hat had sold 1 million copies. And it's the birthday of Sholem Aleichem, born in Ukraine, 1859, wrote in Yiddish, gave us the character Tevye the Milkman, whose stories inspired the musical Fiddler on the Roof. Sholem Aleichem, who said, "Life is a dream for the wise, a game for the fool, a comedy for the rich, a tragedy for the poor." Here's a poem for today by Robert Lax from his long poem Circus Days and Nights. We talked about the fact that it wasn't the danger, it wasn't the skill, it wasn't the applause that made the act what it was. It was principally the grace, the bringing into being for a moment, the beautiful thing, the somersault, the leap, the entrechat on horseback. The skill, of course, has something to do with it. It is pleasant to know you can do anything so difficult. It is good when you have mastered it and you are really in competition with yourself. When we make a mistake in the ring, we are very angry. The audience doesn't know, but we know. But it is a pleasure to do anything so difficult and do it gracefully. A poem by Robert Lax from his long poem Circus Days and Nights, published by the Overlook Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.